At the Fuel Ethanol Workshop, I am speaking with Josh and Rebecca Tickell. You are the producers of the Sundance Award-winning film Fuel, and now you have a new project called Freedom. So I'm going to just talk to both of you. You can, you know, answer whoever would like to, but I guess the first thing is, give us a little background on you all for those who don't know you.
I grew up in Louisiana, and where I grew up was a very oil-predominant area, 150 petrochemical facilities. So at a young age, I began to look for alternative energy, mainly because the air and the water and the land close to where I lived was very polluted. And I thought, well, does it have to be this way, or are there other ways of making energy?
So this project called Freedom, tell us about it. What is it?
We went down to the Gulf of Mexico last year, and we saw the devastation from the oil spill. And it was very upsetting to us, and we wanted to find an alternative solution rather than just the monopoly that oil has. And that's really, when you go to the gas station, that's the only choice you have right now, is to buy gasoline. So we were thinking, you know, well, what about ethanol? We'd heard all of these bad things about ethanol. We weren't quite sure. So we went and we did an investigation to find out if it was true what they were saying about food versus fuel. And if it was true what they were saying in all of this media about the biofuel backlash. And what we came to find out was extremely surprising to us and movie worthy. And that's how Freedom was created.
Well, there are, and we don't want to review it in minute detail, but what are just a couple of the things that the viewer will find when they see this that may surprise them?
I think viewers will be surprised with the compelling sort of thought process behind looking at ethanol. You know, there's so much alternative energy press these days about things that are on a 25-year to 40-year to maybe a never time frame. And what we did with this film is look very critically at, we have almost as many cars in the United States as people. Those cars aren't going anywhere anytime soon. What can we stick in the gas tank of those cars today?
And so you talk to experts on really both sides of this argument, debate, conversation that we're having, right?
Yeah, we purposefully took the guys who were cited as the anti-ethanol study guys and interviewed them. And we took just regular people, not even really intense scientists on the other side, to show that this is really a people's fuel. It is coming out of communities. It is coming out of things that are very scientifically supported. But again, you don't need a lot of science to see how this works.
So just comment on the name, Freedom.
Well, we're still engaged in military combat operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Most people have forgotten. You know, one of our current president's promises is that he would pull out of Afghanistan. We've actually increased our foreign presence there. And we're spending more per year on our foreign presence in oil-rich nations than before the Obama administration. So how is it that we have a continuing recession, the highest unemployment in recent history, you know, published rate of 10% unemployment, but if you look at the underemployment in the country, it's 25 to 35%. Well, that's staggering. How can you be free if you can't eat? And I think we wanted to take a look at this and say, look, energy is the driver of the economy. As goes energy, so goes the economy. If we're failing in energy, we're failing in our economy. It's obvious our economy is failing. So obviously we're failing in energy. How can we be free? How can we truly have that vision of independence, not as a nation, but as individuals? We don't want to be shackled into a life where we're paying tax dollars for social services that don't work because the big chunk of those tax dollars are going overseas. That's not freedom.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. And Rebecca, you were going to comment?
I think when you go to the gas station and you've only got one option, that's not freedom either. And I think that when we have the capacity to grow our own fuel here in the United States, it doesn't take away from the food supply. It's an energy positive fuel. That's being empowered. That's what it is to be empowered. And for me, that's what freedom is.
Well, let's talk about how people find freedom, and I don't mean that in a rhetorical sort of standpoint, but the movie, it is available now, mm-hmm. right?
People can watch the 52-minute version. They can order it online at www.thefreedomfilm.com. That's thefreedomfilm.com. Also, people can watch it and send us their feedback. We're in the process of cutting the 90-minute theatrical version of the film, and it has some pretty well-known celebrities in it, and I think people, when they get to see it, they'll really love it. We're also going on a 30-city tour. So we have a Freedom Bus, and that will be driving across the country starting in August, and hopefully we'll get to meet people in their community and bring them access to freedom.
Absolutely. And the tour schedule is published on the website, as well as the theater dates in your city. So check thefreedomfilm.com. See if your city is listed. If it is, come out to the theater, bring all your friends. That's a night of a really interesting conversation and an intense Q&A where a lot of things will be hashed out and learned. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much to Josh and Rebecca Tickell, who have produced a new film project called Freedom. And we're going to point you there in the story that we'll post on domesticfuel.com. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.